So excited that you have joined in to tonight's prophetic prayer partnership. We are excited about another week to be able to impart into your lives and to intercede. We believe in the power of prayer in this partnership and in this network. We believe that prayer changes things, prayer changes situations. But we also believe that it is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. I am under a firm belief and a heavy persuasion that although everyone may pray, everyone's prayers are not always heard by God, because prayer is a part of a relational exchange between humanity and God. In other words, this is a relationship. Our access to God is given to us through righteousness, and righteousness is imputed to us by God Himself. I want you to know that this is a consistency. This is something that we must consistently do, not just on special days or special occasions, but men, according to the Word of God, ought to always pray. And this is the way that prevents us from fainting. So while we are excited that many of you have joined already and many of you are yet joining in, I want you to prepare yourself for the next level of prayer, the next level of impartation, the next steps of your life. You know, I began to think about phases, how we enter phases, how we leave phases. Life is all about phases, stages of life, periods of life that you and I go through every so often, cycles that we enter in and out of. It could be something that happens monthly. It could be something that happens yearly, some every decade. It could be decadal. And so the reality is that phases come in our lives and phases go from our lives. One of the things that we've been talking about the month of January, as we've put our focus on detoxing, we have been focusing on our inability to let go and how we need to seriously investigate our traumas and our reasons for why we do not let go. We do not let go. And it does not have to be something that is unhealthy, it does not have to be something that is toxic. But the season may just be up. Acknowledging expirations is the opportunity to let go of what was. Letting go of what was gives bandwidth and room for you to embrace what is to be, what is to come. There's so much more in your life that is coming. Do not be limited by what you have already experienced or what it is that you are seeing now. I want to say to many of you tonight, you have not seen anything yet. You have absolutely no idea what tomorrow holds for you and what is going to be yielded to you as you continue on your journey. Your journey is going to take you into some spaces and into some places, causing you to make some connections and to obtain some possessions in which you probably would not be able to fathom in this current moment. But phases that you are in currently will eventually come to an end. And in order for you to move into your next, you must be willing to exit your now. To exit even your previous. Many of you have been overwhelmed because you're yet holding on to things that was while trying to embrace what God wants to do next. The new must come, but the new must come while the vacancy of the old is in place. Get rid of what was, throw out what was. Don't be afraid to let go of what was. Make room for what is to come. I want to declare the new over your life tonight, the new over your ministry, the new over your business, the new over your family. Will you help me tonight by embracing this new? I want you to declare that right now, wherever you are listening. I want you to declare, I'm embracing my new. Come now, let's declare it together. I'm embracing my new. The new thing. Isaiah said it this way. It says, behold, God speaks through the prophet Isaiah, I will do a new thing. Shall ye not know it? It's going to spring forth. It's going to come forth. He says, I'll make ways for you in the wilderness. I'll cause rivers to flow in the desert. He begins to speak the word of the Lord to the people of God that will embrace it, that will accept it. I want you to hear me tonight. Your new is on the way. But everything that was the old, the previous, the prior to, all of those things must be detoxed out of our spirit. Do you not know that you can literally destroy what is new by treating it based upon the feelings, based upon the familiarity of the old? The old must go. The old must go. The old connections, the old relationships, the old exchanges, the old proposals, the old ideas, those things must be discarded, and you must now be open to what is new. I want to share with somebody tonight, and this is revelatory for many of you that are on the call tonight, that the new is not going to do what the old did. You're not going to be treated in this next season the way you were treated in the previous. But if you are still dealing with that post-traumatic syndrome disorder, if you are still dealing with those traumas, you will mess up your new season. Being defensive, being paranoid, being overly sensitive, being easily triggered. If you do not detox, you will end up charging your new season based upon what transpired in your old season. But I want to share with you once more and again, we are embracing the new. What does this new season look like for you? What is it going to be like for you? Are you still going to be holding on to old anger, old rage, old habits? Are you still going to be returning back to the toxicity in which God has delivered you from? Will you be like the children of Israel who had made their exit from tyranny and from torment and from oppression and from depression and from complete ostracism and castration? Are you going to leave that and still desire that? Isn't that amazing? To pray to a God for centuries to bring you out of a thing, he finally brings you out. You have exited, and now you still desire to go back to the thing you prayed for him to bring you out of. Ladies and gentlemen, we must detox. And this is why they could not immediately go into the promised land, because God would not allow them to take the mentality that they left their oppression with into their promised land. Because they would go into the land being owners, still acting like slaves. It is time for us to detox everything. Everything that would keep us limited, keep us prohibited, keep us prevented, detox all of that out of your system and start embracing the boss that you are. Start embracing the entrepreneur that you are. Start embracing the executive that you are. Start embracing the matured individual that you are. Start embracing the forgiving individual that you are. Start embracing the loving, the kind, the generous individual that you are. You don't have to remain broken. I love that old song that the late Bishop Walter Hawkins began to pen and said, you don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. My God, the potter wants to put you back together again. Everything new. Will you declare that right now? Everything new. Come on, everything new, everything new. I know people right now who cannot help but respond to things in such a snappy way, such a rude way, such a callous way. They're so callous in their discourse, and they are so rude in their speech patterns, in their lingo. And you know, deep down in their heart of hearts, they don't mean any harm. They are just dealing with the traumatic responses of what occurred yesterday because we live on without taking off the experiencing the experiences of yesterday. Do you know, just like you have to change your garments daily, you have to change your countenance daily. You've got to make up in your mind when you wake up in the morning, I'm not getting up to live in my Monday how I lived in my Sunday. I'm not living in my Tuesday how I lived in my Monday. Every single day, I'm taking off layers. I'm taking off layers so that I may put on what God has for me in my new. It's a new day. It's a new day. And I declare that this cleansing, that's basically what a detox is, ladies and gentlemen. It's a cleansing. It's a cleaning out of old systems. It's a cleaning out of veins. It's a cleaning out of organs. It's a cleaning out of mentality. It's a cleansing. We need a cleansing, a deep cleansing. How many of you tonight can attest to what it is that I'm sharing with you? We need a deep cleansing. Some of us have listened to so much gossip and so much toxicity for so long until we don't trust anything and we don't trust anyone. And we're just walking around like zombies, just unengaged. We are dismembered. We are disassembled. We are literally a mess. And it's not by what we have even experienced, but some of the ways we feel is based upon what we've heard from others. My God, I want you to know that I want God in this next season to not only cleanse me and to cleanse my palate, I need him to cleanse my ear gate. I want him to cleanse my ear canal. I want everything that I've heard. I want everything that I've subjugated myself to listening to and engaging in. I want all of those things cleansed because we cannot go into this next season bitter and broken and all kinds of paranoid. And I'm telling you, mood swings and dealing with bipolar disorders and all kinds of diagnosis, we got to be free from all of it. I don't know about you, but I want to be free from all of it. Who is God talking to tonight? Who is God ministering to tonight? I'm telling you, while all of you that are on tonight, we are, amen, just about 110 persons between our Zoom platform and our conference line. And I want you to know that the Lord is speaking to so many of you that are on the line tonight. And you must know this, that even the decisions that we make in our lives, they are all interconnected to some type of experience that we have been exposed to in our lives. I'm telling you, what you think you're going through mentally, you think it's just there and it's just locked into that particular space mentally. No, it has seeped over into your emotions. It has seeped over into your physicality. It has seeped over into your financial, your ability to financially be stable, or your inability to financially find stability. It has seeped over into all areas of your life. That's the thing about toxicity. It never stays in one place. And I tell you that toxins do not stay in one place. Germs spread. I need those of you that are on Zoom, I want you to type that in the chat. Only if this is connecting with you and resonating with you. Those of you that's on the conference line, will you say it out loud? Germs spread. That's the fact. That's the fact of life. And what you think you're experiencing in one area of your life, it will not be long before it takes over another area of your life. And then after a while, it'll take over another area of your life. And before you know it, you are filled with toxicity. And even when you don't intend to, and even when you don't mean to, you start spreading the germs to others. Now you become deadly. Now you become toxic. Now you find yourself engaging in things and going into areas that are completely dangerous and that are completely, and now other people can't even be around you, because this thing has completely taken you over. That's why this first month of the year, we have dedicated it to detoxing, because I want us to cultivate, to curate, and to maintain, listen at this, healthy connections. I want us to be so cleansed that when we interact with others, when we do business with others, when we sit with others, when we dream and have ideas, and when we execute vision, we need to be so completely cleansed that we are not still hurting because of something that occurred, and we're not still broken because of something that was said. No, we are in a season of cleansing. How many of you receive that right now? How many of you are embracing that right now? I'm detoxing. And although we'll hit another subject for the month of February, I don't want your detox to stop just because January is ending. I want you to continue your detox until you are completely cleansed, until you are completely healed. So many of us have found ourselves trying to find healing in the lives of others, but I want to tell you that your healing is not someone else's responsibility, and you should stop putting your brokenness on others. You are breaking others because you're still broken. You're not going to find the cleanse that you need in the life of another who needs cleansing themselves. That's what happened there at the Pool of Bethesda. The Pool of Bethesda, right there at Luke, I believe it is. No, John, chapter number 5. You start seeing that those persons were there. They were packed at that particular pool. And what were they doing there? They were waiting for the moving of the water. Five porches. Imagine this, five porches of folk who are sick. The Bible called them halt. The Bible called them withered. And what were they doing? Waiting on the moving of the water, because they believed that the first person who got into the water after it was troubled or after it was moved, that that person would come away cleansed or healed or set free. And so everybody's waiting on the turn of a season to see who can get into the water first. And that's what happens in our lives. Our lives are compacted, crowded, I mean, overly crowded with sick folk. Folk that are messed up emotionally, physically, mentally, messed up relationally. I mean, just messed up. And everybody's trying to advise the other, and everybody's trying to look like they're helping the other. And the truth of the matter is, we are sitting taking expert advice from novices. There are people who need healing. And before you can give healing to someone, you must first be healed. How are you going to offer wholeness to another and you yourself are broken in several pieces? I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the season for us to pursue our own healings, our own peace. And I'm not talking about the piece of pie or the piece of a puzzle. I'm talking about the P-E-A-C-E. We need the peace of God. The Bible says that the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, will keep our hearts and our minds. That's when you know you have peace. When you have peace in your heart, when you have peace in your mind, hear me and hear me clearly. You have peace in your heart and your mind, guess what begins to happen? You are not anywhere looking for somebody else's brokenness and waiting on someone else's demise. When you have peace, it will comfort your heart and your mind. It brings you back to a centered place. It brings you back to a place of wholeness and to a place of completion. When you have the peace of God, you're not sitting around plotting. You're not sitting around vengeful. You're not looking to get back at anybody. You're not looking to get even with anybody. You're not messy. You're not busy. You're not interacting in things that you have no business interacting with. You pursue serenity. You pursue tranquility. You rest at night. You sit calmly while others are frantic and while others are discombobulated and disjointed. You are sitting in a place of calmness. You are sitting in a place of solemnity. I want you to know something is about to break for the people of God in this next season. I'm telling you that while everybody seems to be frantic and panicking and at the end of their wit and at the end of their rope, the people of God are getting ready to have peace. Oh my God, we are cleansing from all anxiety. We are cleansing from all fear, cleansing from all doubt, cleansing from all of the things that have kept us stuck and running around in these cycles. And we are going to be at peace. I want the people of God tonight that are on this call, praise the name of the Lord, whether you're on the Zoom platform or whether you are on the conference line, we are pursuing peace. I want you to declare that right now. I am pursuing peace. I am pursuing peace. And I'm not just talking about the peace with my brother and the peace with my sister. No, 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 no. I'm pursuing the peace of God, because when I have peace with God, he will make even my enemies be at peace with me. When I have the peace of God, then I automatically start falling into the peace with my sisters and brothers. See, peace with others is the byproduct of peace with God. Have peace with God, and then I can have peace with others. That's why David, in that 51st Psalm, David was so emphatic about getting that peace with God. He remember when he said, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. And the truth of the matter is, he had actually sinned against a family. He had sinned against a man. But he's saying, I sinned against God, because I need, if I'm going to make peace with others, I got to first have peace with God, have peace in my spirit. I've got to first have peace in my existence. Peace in my consciousness. Peace is the peace with others is the byproduct of the peace with God. I must have peace with God. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to pursue peace with God. I don't want his Holy Spirit taken from me. How about you? I want the peace of God. And as I'm ministering tonight, and as I am sharing tonight and imparting tonight into the lives of those who, amen, are connected to the conference line, the Zoom platform. We're about at 120 tonight, saints. And I want you to know that something powerful is transpiring even now. The breakthrough is now. And here we are at the close of January. And we are made up in our minds and resolved that we must detox and take all of this toxicity out of our spirit. How can you minister to someone being full of toxicity? How can you lay hands on other people and pray for their healing, knowing full well you have anger and animosity in your heart? How is it that we feel okay to prophesy to other people while we are beguiled in our own spirit? Do you not understand that bitter and sweet can't come out of the same fountain? You can't be a vessel of God and be filled with hatred. Scripture begins to tell us that hating our brother, hating our sister, how in the world can we hate our brother and our sister and say that we are lovers of God? The scripture says that God said, you are none of mine. If you hate your brother and sister, you are none of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to be detoxed. And I know this is not popular. I know a lot of people are not going to feel okay with this, because a lot of people feel justified in their anger. A lot of people feel justified in their rage. But I'm telling you, if you want to be used of God in this next season, and if you want to be connected to God in this next season, if you want God to bless you in any kind of way in this next season, I need you to hear me. Pursue peace with God and get all of that toxicity and that anger and that rage, that thing that fuels your spirit and has you bubbling over at a boiling point, get all that junk out of your spirit. Get that cleansing going and ask God to take all of that away from you. I want to say this before I commence to praying for you tonight. I want to say this to you before I commence to praying for you tonight. And I need you to hear me very clearly. When we go before God and when we pray before God and we ask God to do these things for us, do you know that he actually can? Do you know that he's actually able to do it? Do you know that if you need to be cleansed, that God can cleanse you? If you know, do you know that if you actually want to stop doing a thing, if you want to come away from a thing and you need deliverance in a particular area, do you not know that God will take the very thing out of your system and out of your, off of your palate and out of your seat of desire? Do you know that God will actually do that thing for you? I remember seeing so many testimonies down through the years with people who were addicted to things and hooked on things, and they came to God and earnestly asked for God to take the taste away from them, to take the desire away from them. And I'm telling you, those people are still set free and delivered, never returned back to the thing that they desired to come away from. You know what I'm afraid of, ladies and gentlemen? I'm afraid that we do a lot of things for show. We pray for a lot of things in front of other people, but we don't really mean it. You don't really want to get rid of that thing. You don't really want that thing to go from you, because if you really did and you committed that thing to God, God would take that thing right away from you and you would be done with it forever. Yeah, I still believe in the power of deliverance. I still believe in the power of God. I still believe that God will set the captive free. Yes, I do. And I believe that that's a part of that detoxing process. Whatever you need to be rid of and whatever you need to be cleansed from, no matter how deep rooted it is and how deeply embedded it has been in your system and in your spirit, God can break every fetter and set you free. The anointing destroys the yoke. It doesn't break a yoke. The yoke, if it's broken, it can easily be put back together. But the anointing destroys the yoke. You can be free right now. You can be free by the power of God. That's what detoxing is, being made free from the thing that has held us and from the thing that has seemingly convoluted and encased us and incarcerated us and had us locked in this cell for however, amen, amount of time it has had us locked up. But when you get to God and commit your freedom to God, He will break you through and He will deliver you. I'm so excited to be able to pray with you tonight. I feel the power of God even as I'm sharing. Even as I'm talking to you, I can sense that somebody is being made free by the power of God tonight. By the anointing, the old saint said, Jesus destroys the yoke. By the anointing, just like the prophet spoke, these are the days of the latter rain. God is moving by his power again. And by the anointing, Jesus destroys the yoke. Well, I want to read these praise reports that I have received tonight. I am so excited every time we receive praise reports, because these are the testimonials that will build up the faith of those who are connected to our partnership. And so this praise report comes from Sandra Thompson. She says, I would like to submit a praise report. My sister Lori Miller received the house, and not only did God bless her with the house, He abundantly blessed her with a brand new car all on the same day. Well, praise God, Sandra Thompson. The Lord bless your sister, Lori Miller, and may He continue to shine His light of favor upon your family. Praise God. Let's hear this praise report coming from Shamika Horton. She says, back in November, I was admitted into the hospital for pneumonia, respiratory failure, and asthma flare-ups. She says, I have been out of work since November 13th, 2023. She says, I am healed. My doctor took me off of oxygen and I will be returning back to work on February the 5th. I give God all the glory. Praise the Lord, Shamika, and may you continue to move in the healing virtue of God. This other praise report comes from our Antoinette Freeman. She says, on December the 15th, I had a brain tumor removed from the left side of my head that affects the speech and right side of the body. It could have affected my speaking and walking, but only for the first day and a half. I had a little problem with remembering some things, but I was released on the 19th of December. I was supposed to go to rehab, but my speech and walking was good. So it's now day number 45, and the Lord is still working miracles for me. She says, thank you, Bishop, for praying and covering me in prayer, still healing and waiting to return to work and the ability to drive. Well, Freeman, we are praising God for you, and we are lifting up the name of Jesus, because we know what the power of prayer can do here in this network. Barbara Hairston says in her praise report, my dad is home from the hospital after having a stroke and two episodes of bleeding on the brain. My family and I thank God for answered prayers. He did not have to have surgery as the doctors were preparing to do so. And his speech and mind is very clear to where he can tell you all his good old stories. Well, we praise God, Barbara Hairston, for what God is doing for your father. We lift up the name of Jesus. Saints, I hope that you are being fueled up listening to these praise reports, because God knows my spirit is bubbling over with great Jesus joy. This next praise report comes from Bertha Hughes. She says, hi, Bishop. Back in November, I requested prayer for my niece, who had a bone tumor on the brain. You prayed for her, and that surgery went well. After the first surgery, she had to have a second surgery. Well, praise God, the second one went well also. They had to put a plate in her head where they removed the bone. She went back last week, and the doctors gave her a clean bill of health. She's able to return back to playing basketball, doing what she loves doing. She was able to play in two games this weekend with no problems. She says, thank you, Bishop, for your prayers. Thank God for his healing power. Well, Bertha, we are praising God with you and with your niece, and we are thanking God for full recovery. I tell you, not half recovery, full recovery. Somebody declare that with me, full recovery, not just for Sister Bertha's niece, but for all those who have rendered their praise reports tonight. The Lord bless each of you. We are praying constantly for those of you who continue to submit your prayer requests. I'll read some of the names that I've received prayer requests from tonight. Amen. Deborah Schuler. Amen. Harriet Shelby, Celeste Johnson, Verna Simmons, Dominique Ingram, Rosalinda Archbold, Rochelle Maxwell, Patsy Rizzo, Dr. Essie Pope. We're going to be lifting you up, Dr. Essie Pope. I am believing God. I received your prayer request earlier today, and I want to make special mention of your prayer request. Don't you worry about a thing. God's got you in the palm of his hand. Dr. Essie Pope is the one that led our prayer on yesterday, and my God, did she pray under a special anointing. And now we're sending prayers your direction. Michelle Tarua also. Stephanie Seasbay, Benita Clark, Diane Harsh, Antoinette Williams, Naisha Cooper, Shanika Muniz, Latoya Nugent, Johnny Stafford, Redonia Johnson, Diane McClary Nichols, Martin Merced, Dexter Neal, Deborah Johnson, Shavaya Williams, Kikamon Rockmore, Sharima Abdullah, Sandra Morris, Kimberly John, Justin Mack, Tanya Bryant, Tara Sorrells, Janet Durbin, Pandora Wilson, Kimberly Wright, Cheryl Trappier, Deidre Carter, Diane Everett, Meriton Tajmaleti Freeman, Elaine Frank, Lorraine Williams, Michelle Smith. We are praying for each of those who have submitted those prayer requests, and I trust that God will do the miraculous continuously in your lives. Come now, saints, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious and holy God, our Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We worship your holy name. Tonight, we bring ourselves before your presence in the greatest of humility. Father, we come low, understanding that we are not at all worthy. We are not on equal ground with you. You are the Lord of our lives. You are the God who sits high and looks down low. Heaven is your throne. The earth is your footstool. Thank you for being our creator, our maker, the giver of all things. You are the reason we live, the reason we move, the reason we have our being. Father, we give you glory tonight. We give you honor. We give you praise. The very mere essence of our existence gives you all adoration. We give you all of the exaltation. We lift and we magnify your holy and great name. Father, tonight, tonight. We bring before you these that are connected to our prophetic prayer partnership, those that are connected to our conference line, and those that are connected to our Zoom platform. Father, we yield ourselves unto you. We pray earnestly for this next season of our lives. Father, that you would equip us even the more, and that which you have already given us in equipment and in tools, we pray that they be activated in the name of the Lord. Take their effectiveness to the next level and to the next dimension. We pray against everything that would cause breakages and cause the redundance and the repetition of cycles. We pray now, God, that your people begin to walk in newness and also in authority. We declare and we decree the power of God to be demonstrated in their lives at every turn and at every whim. Father, even when we would, our flesh would, to respond in different ways, I thank you that your Holy Spirit will cause our flesh to come under subjection, and that the Holy Spirit will begin to decide through us and maneuver through us and make decisions through us. I thank you that the choices and the judgments of tomorrow will be so much better and so much more authentic than that which occurred on yesterday. I thank you that even the healing of the traumas of yesterday will manifest and come to full fruition. I thank you that your people will be made whole. We declare that not only will they just be healed, but that they would be made whole. Be made whole by the power of God. We thank you that the next move, the next turn of our lives, of our time span, this turn would be very vital. This turn would be very important. This turn would be very intricate for the rest of our days. I thank you that we are being delivered tonight from all setbacks. I thank you that we are being delivered tonight from all things that have kept us from progressing, that have kept us roaming in cycles and wandering around aimlessly. I thank you that we are being delivered, and the next time that we are brought to the grounds of testing, that we would soar through those testings with flying colors. I thank you that you are changing our season. Something is calling unto us, and I thank you that you are putting within us a responsiveness, that we will be able to respond and then be accountable to those responses and be dedicated and committed to those responses. We declare that there be strength given for the days that are ahead, as we begin to leave certain phases that we have grown accustomed to and even familiar with, as we begin to leave those phases and enter into new phases. Father, I thank you that you're giving us strength for transition. You're giving us strength for shift, that as we begin to shift, my God, that we begin to prove more mightier than we thought we were, because we're moving with your Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. Thank you for being our motivation and our inspiration. Thank you for causing us to stand and for validating us and for affirming us where we were looking for others to notice and where we were looking for others to see. You have been right there. You have been right there fortifying us and giving us exactly what we need to move on and to move forward and to move, oh God, into new dimensions. We thank you that we are shifting from levels and we're going into dimensions that will cause our worlds to be catapulted into success. I thank you that success shall be our portion. I thank you that you are delivering us from the spirit of failure. You are breaking open our prisons, and you are destroying those chains and yokes that have been wrapped around us, keeping us from going onward into our time of acceleration and into our time of elevation. I give you glory tonight, and I give you praise. I speak over this partnership, nothing but cleansing. Father, cleanse us from the inside out. Every dark and wicked and evil thing that we have ever entertained, seen and ever taken in and ever received word curses that were spoken that we accepted as our reality. I thank you for the detox and the cleansing. You're cleansing those things out of our palate and off of our minds. You are bringing us into a new level of understanding. We are now embracing who you have called and ordained us to be. Your mighty hand is outstretched and is laid on your people. And I thank you that your people are coming into the full essence of who you have called and mandated them to be. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord God rebuke you. The blood of Jesus stands vehemently against you. You have no power. You have no strength. We render you helpless in the lives of the people of God. I thank God now. I thank God now that he gives us authority over you. Our feet shall bruise your head. Our heels shall bruise your head. Satan, take your rightful place, and that is behind every believer. We declare that now we are now ahead of the curve. We declare that now we are ahead of the assault. We are ahead of the attack. We are not behind. We are not delayed. We are ahead. We declare that we are ahead in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you that no anger, no trauma, no unforgiveness, no unfulfillment, no depression, no oppression will be able, no spirit of sadness will be able to keep us restricted in this next season. We break off those chains. We break out of those spaces. We break out of those places. We speak now that where there was breakdown, there now be breakthrough. We speak the breakthrough tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. The breaker has come, and the breaker has come to break us through. We give you glory tonight. We give you honor tonight. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for how you have spoken. Thank you for putting a release in our spirit. Thank you for giving us forgiveness where there was unforgiveness. Thank you for giving us resolve where it seemed like we were stuck in a cycle. Thank you for giving us the exit where it looked like we couldn't find the way out. Thank you for being who we needed you to be. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you so very much. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we decree the miracles. We decree the signs. We decree the wonders. We decree the happenings of God. Thank you. Thank you so very much for what you're going to do. We decree and declare that this next season will be greater than any season we have lived through. We thank you that we are now ready. We are ready to go in. We are ready to obtain. We are ready to subdue. We are ready to possess. We say thank you so very much. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, and we give you the honor. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray this prayer, and we come into agreement all across this network and all throughout this partnership. We say thank God, and we all say amen. I want you to begin to bless the Lord, every person who is under the sound of my voice. I want you to send up praise to God. I want you to thank him. I want you to honor him. I want you to love him. I want you to appreciate him. I want you to worship him. He is so good. He has blessed us. Amen. He has spoken to us. Let's praise him right now, right where we are. Praise the name of the Lord. I see the praises going up on the Zoom platform. I'm praying that you all are praising God on the conference line. We give God all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. Wonderful Jesus, bless your holy and righteous name, mighty God. Praise God tonight. Praise God tonight. Listen, believers, I want you to hear me before we disconnect from this call. Hear me. What you consume is what you will become. Remember that. That's why we need to be cleansed. Because sometimes we consume the wrong things. Sometimes we consume the wrong information. And I don't care how strong you think you are, taking in enough of something into your system will convolute and compromise your system. Don't think that you're strong enough to handle things and not be in need of a cleansing, not be in need of a detoxing. I want you to allow yourself to be emptied out so that God can now fill you up with the brand new, with the brand new in this next season. It is time for us to get cleansed of every piece of information, every wrong and harmful thing that we have taken in. I want you to hear me tonight. What you consume is what you will become. If you're sad, if you're heavy, if you're depressed, what have you been consuming? If you can't sleep at night, if you're messed up all throughout the day, if you can't focus, if you can't concentrate, what have you been consuming? If you're bitter, if you're sharp, if you're rude, if you're nasty, if you're indifferent, what have you been consuming? Because whatever you consume is what you're going to become. And I want you to be responsible for yourself and hold yourself accountable. And every now and again, you will need to cleanse and detox. I pray that this series of discussion and impartation has blessed you. I pray that it has made the difference in your life. And I pray that it will take you to the next level. I so love having you as a prayer partner. And I'm so glad that you are a recurring part. Many of you are a permanent part, but many of you are recurring parts of our prayer partnership. The Lord has done something again, once again, on our Monday nights. And I'm praying that you have a peaceful night and an amazing week. Can't wait to talk with you once more and again next week, the first Monday of the month of February. Blessings, and enjoy your week, everybody.